and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Man, I woke up and I had some sad news on my phone this morning, and I was like, golly, I hate waking up to sad news. And this is one that really affects me this time of year, like, and I think about it around the holidays, and I think about, man, Thanksgiving is a month away. We have all these different, you know, families coming in and people coming in and all these foods. And y'all, there's been a death. The woman who invented the green bean casserole has passed away.
Oh, man.
She was 92, so she lived a wonderful life.
That's awesome.
But I think about how much I love the green bean casserole. If it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have that. Like, how many times do you buy those little onions? I mainly buy that. I mainly buy that just for green bean casserole.
Yeah.
That is true.
I don't know if they sell those onions any other time of the year. Because I never buy them.
Do those kind of onions, because I don't get onions, do they come in a can?
Oh, no, they come in a little plastic thing. It's almost like you're going to buy lemonade.
Oh.
Like a big old thing of lemonade, but you have onions in them.
Those little dried up onions?
Yeah, but man, on top of those, on top of the green beans and the soup.
That just doesn't
mine
sound...
Mine and David's face doesn't look like it's good.
Like, that's my favorite thing about the holidays.
Really?
Well, that and Leslie's grandmother's pie.
So yeah. Green bean casserole is what you look forward to the most?
Dude, and I can make it every day of the year, but I never do. And it's the greatest thing to me.
I've had some green bean casserole I've really liked, and others I'm like, what just happened?
Dude, the word green bean casserole...
It's the word casserole.
It's the casserole word. Yeah. It's like when you go to lunch and you see the word like meatloaf or meatloaf special or meat special, and you're kind of like, what exactly is that? That's what I think of with most casseroles.
You never know what all's in it.
Yeah, because it's just like one big contraption.
Oh, that looks good. I'm going to throw that in there.
Yeah.
Well, since she's passed, maybe we should change the name. Green Bean Delight. Would that be a good one?
No.
This is your Green Bean Delight.
That almost sounds like a green bean dessert.
So Green Bean Delight, though, when you really think about it, you take canned green beans and soup. And then throw some onions on top. Like, it sounds awful, but it tastes so good.
You're not making this any better for me.
Oh, man.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today is Thursday. It's October 25th of 2018, and federal authorities are investigating at least 8 suspicious packages that were intercepted before reaching their intended recipients. Now, packages were sent and addressed to Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and others.
A convenience store in South Carolina is set to get a $50,000 bonus after selling the winning $1.6 billion Mega Millions lottery ticket. The owner of the store says he'll split his bonus with his 4 employees.
And the Boston Red Sox won Game 2 of the World Series last night. So now Boston is up 2-0 against the Los Angeles Dodgers with Game 3 tomorrow night.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
We are now 6 days from Halloween. I told you that Kai had this issue where he couldn't figure out his Halloween costume. We've been out 2 separate times. We've been to multiple stores multiple times. He couldn't find his Halloween costume. And yet then yesterday, after saying he's not even going to do Halloween, I'm not even going to do it this year. Skip. He went to his Meemaw's house. She had an old costume tucked away in the closet, and he loved it.
Of all
what
things.
What is it?
It's just a skeleton, like a, you know, skeleton, hooded skeleton thing. So legitimately, we probably this year alone have spent 5 hours on Halloween shopping, and we could have just gone to her closet.
Oh, my goodness.
Doesn't that sound like a plot of a horror movie? Like the kid couldn't figure out the costume he wanted. He went to Grandma's house,
Grandma
found the one,
figured it out.
And then it's a monster.
Wow, I didn't really think about it like that, but now
been
I'm
watching
nervous.
TV much?
Well, yeah, no joke.
You know, actually, last night I did kind of watch a horror movie because I'm not a big horror movie genre kind of guy. But I, you know, like I got the Halloween vibes yesterday. I don't know what it was, but I was just doing the Netflix scroll, and there's this movie that I've seen the cover of for years, going back to my days in Wiener when I used to always go to the movie rental place when I was like 5 or 6 years old, and it was always
was it Wiener Rental?
I don't remember what it was called. Probably something like that.
I think
that's
what it was. I think I went there before.
Oh.
I tried to go there.
Okay. The Wiener Rental. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go? Kelly?
Oh, no. No, I didn't.
I heard you got declined, though, over there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there was this one movie that I always saw that I wanted to see ever since I was a kid, and it was Hellraiser, with that pinhead guy on the front.
Oh, that has like needles or nails all in his face or something like that?
He has all the nails in his head. And as a kid, I was always like, man, that movie looks crazy. So last night I was doing the scroll. I was like, what horror movies are on here? And I saw that one. And I was like, yes, I can watch it now.
You had to sleep with the light on, didn't you?
Is it scary?
Maybe back when it came out in like 1987 it was. But 30 years later...
Are you saying special effects back then were bad?
You know, I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying it was just like, okay.
Not real scary.
You can tell it was really pushing limits back in those days. But today, it's almost like I've seen this on a television show at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. You know?
So you would not recommend it?
I mean, if you want to watch a horror movie from back in the day, it's probably not a bad one to watch. But, I mean...
Kyle wants to go see Halloween. He wants to go see it in theaters.
Oh, the new one? I was talking about that with Rachel last night.
No way, man.
Dude, I want to go see that because the sounds and the vision is just completely
different. He will never
sleep
in his bed again.
Right. He doesn't now. His mother has to sleep in there with
him.
Well, it'll
never happen.
Yeah. I don't think I want to see that movie.
You wouldn't sleep by yourself ever again.
True.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Justin Timberlake. So he just performed in New York City this past Monday night. Well, he was supposed to have two performances because there's a lot of people that are coming to those shows in New York City. And he had to cancel it last night. So I'm scrolling through Instagram last night and I see this post from Justin basically apologizing for having to cancel his second performance. Basically explained that his vocal cords are severely bruised and on doctor's orders, he said, hey, I want you to cancel the show. So he says he's going to make it up to his fans. And this is what I love about the post. He rescheduled the concert date January 31st. So on his post, even though he's saying, hey, I'm having to cancel, he's also saying, but I'm going to help y'all out. Here's the date. Yeah. And it happens to be on his birthday. So as a fan, wow. I appreciate that. Like, man, you're going to have to cancel it. You know, so it kind of, I guess, lessens the blow if he gives you the date.
Yeah.
Like, I am coming back. Here it is.
Well, and it's not convenient to cancel because everything's already there.
Right.
So you've shipped it all and the building is set up. Now they're going to have to do it all again.
Yeah, and he'll be through with his tour by then. So like he's coming back and getting the band back together basically to do that.
All right, cool of JT though to schedule that day.
And we got you gossip on Kim Kardashian. Now she's been doing all these photo shoots recently for her beauty line, and it's round of applause.
Gosh.
What? Can
round
I not do
applause.
That?
Yes.
Can
yes,
I not
you
do can.
Do you really like her beauty products, Brandon?
Is she selling beauty products now?
You know, the amazing thing is, she was trying to sell some gold eyeshadow. I didn't even know what the color was.
Oh.
Yeah, because I was paying attention to other things in the post. Because the whole deal is, she's sitting on this stool next to a naked guy, which is weird enough. But what people have called her out for is a Photoshop fail because her derriere, her rear end, her butt is a lot smaller than what we've seen in photos in the past.
Really? Now, tell us about it, David.
She said she's lost some weight, but man, there is no way that thing has gotten that small.
I did look up the picture, and I'm not a hater, but it does look a little different, a lot different than it does in some of her other pictures.
Where can I find it? Am I going to have to go look at it?
No, you can. It's up on the BBITM blog right now if you want to go see.
A butt pickup?
Well, it's not like up on the blog. You have to actually click on it, and then you can see that pic.
Wow. Yeah, it's real difficult to find. One click.
I did it mainly for you.
Thank you, David. Wow. I appreciate that.
It's the BBITM blog on kfin.com, kfin.com.
Hey, got you gossip on Megyn Kelly. You know, she was on cable news forever, went over to NBC as a part of the Today Show, and all of a sudden there's like all these people who started hating on her, right? Like, she went from being like, oh, she's awesome, to being, ooh, we can't stand what she's saying, and blah, blah, blah. And now it looks like that run with the Today Show could be over.
Jeez.
Now, they're going to spin that by saying that they're going to send her into more hard-pressing news, and maybe she'll cover more political stuff like she used to. But maybe the run could end as soon as December, because NBC isn't really happy with some of the stuff that's going on with her standalone show, including some recent comments that were not taken very well.
Golly, that's bad, isn't it?
So Megyn Kelly could be done with Today. And of course, every morning right here on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We mentioned the Alexa devices. If you have an Alexa device in your home, again, all you have to do is say, Alexa, enable K-Fine, and then say, Alexa, play K-Fine. We'll be with you in your bathroom, in your shower, in your kitchen, in your bedroom, in your office, wherever you want
everywhere.
Us.
Everywhere.
As long as you have that Alexa device.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a message from Melissa that said, I have an Alexa, and I'm going to enable you guys on it. She said, we have Alexa and the Dot, and love it.
Boom. That's cool. I'm going to have to go get one. I'm going to work on that this week.
How much are they?
I don't think they're very expensive.
Like $100?
No. Like, if you get the big ones might be.
Hmm.
But if you have a smaller one, it's not quite that much. How powerful is a smaller one, David?
Oh, I mean, the smaller one is pretty powerful. But if you get a big one, I mean, you could fill up a room with all the noise you can make with it. And it's really awesome.
So it's a good speaker?
Yeah, it's a great speaker.
But like the one that's the size of like a coffee mug.
Yeah.
Is that pretty loud?
Yeah, those can be loud too. But I mean, they're not that expensive. And with Black Friday right around the corner, I mean, the prices will cut that even much more, you know?
Ooh, that's true.
All right. So you can wait for that if you want.
Gives you something to wait in line for.
Yeah. But David, aren't they like $30?
Maybe.
Anyway, go get one and enable us on it, okay? Thank you very much. Alexa, play K-Fine.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so there's a really cool promo out advertising the CMA Awards. And when I saw that Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood were in it, I was kind of thinking, this is going to be silly, funny, haha. But they kind of went with nostalgia and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play it for you real quick. Again, this is a promo for the upcoming CMA Awards. Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley.
There's nothing more thrilling than hosting country music's biggest night.
And being a part of these amazing moments.
This is the best night of my life.
It's an honor to share the stage with the legends that came before.
Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart.
And the rising stars whose journeys are just beginning.
Last year, I sat across the street and watched this show.
Feel the music.
Live the moments.
The CMA Awards live November 14th on ABC.
God, gets me fired up about it, man. I love that award show. They're my favorite hosting duo. If you haven't seen that actual video, you can go check it out right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, KFIN.com.
And speaking of the CMA Awards, to get you a little bit more fired up over it, we have some new performers that have been announced. And we're talking some big ones. Florida Georgia Line has been added. They'll be performing with Bebe Rexha, their big song, Meant to Be. You also have Dierks Bentley teaming up with Brothers Osborne, your girl, Kacey Musgraves.
Calm down on the bell.
Yeah, I'm gonna break it.
It's one of my favorites.
Pistol Annies will be there along with Thomas Rhett, and they're being added to the group that's already been announced with Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, Keith Urban, Kenny Chesney, Kelsey Ballerini, Dan and Shay, and Old Dominion. But that show is coming up Wednesday, live from Nashville, November 14th on ABC.
If you go to Vegas a lot, there's good news.
Yep.
Lady Antebellum announced that they're going to do a residency, but you better hurry up and get your tickets because there's only going to be 15 shows. They're going to have 5 dates in February, May, and August, and they're doing it at a really small theater. There's only 2,500 seats, and they're doing that on purpose because they want a small, intimate setting, and they want to be able to do a lot more acoustic versions of their songs.
That's cool.
And it's a new way for them to approach their songs different, so they want to do that for the fans and do something special for them.
I think they'd be really fun to go and see. Y'all in for Vegas?
Yeah.
Hey, Britney's in Vegas, too. What about the weekend of Lady A and Britney?
Let's do it.
Man. Let's go. That's awesome stuff. And, of course, that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Levi Crawford joins us in the studio this morning from Rivers of Recovery. We got to hang out with him for, like, I don't know, 8 hours on Saturday at the Cornhole Classic.
Long enough to get a sunburn.
Dude. Do you remember toward the end of the event, I looked over and I said, oh, look at Will's neck. His neck is so red.
Oh, poor guy.
Not realizing my whole head was red.
I'm so glad you told on yourself. When we were leaving, we noticed the same things. Like, he had a bandana on this morning. He took it off too early.
I fried my scalp. It was crazy. And then today, I'm just starting to peel.
Me too.
But I wasn't even thinking about that on Saturday. What an awesome event, though.
I know. We couldn't ask for better weather and so many people showing up. It couldn't have been any better than it was.
Did you go back to the food trucks?
More than I want to admit. My wife asked for a small something. I said, no, she means large because I was trying hers. I think I stopped at every food truck at least once.
There was so much good stuff out there. That's a really cool event that we hope to do again. And one of the things we were most proud of with the whole Cornhole Classic event was, there were a lot of people that came in. People won a lot of money, but because of the partnership that we had with Gamble Home Furnishings and Chris and Jeremy Gamble, We basically said everybody who is going to do the Cornhole Classic, we're going to take all that registration money and give that right to Rivers of Recovery.
That's great. That's
which is cool.
Oh, that's very cool. So many people to thank for that. I'm so appreciative, and it's going to go to such a great cause. So
for people, again, for maybe if they haven't heard about Rivers of Recovery or don't know all of the details, your story is really powerful. You go off to fight for our country in Afghanistan, and something happens. You end up in the hospital for a year.
Right at it, 10 months.
That is crazy. I mean, you think about people go to the hospital for 2 or 3 days and they get stir crazy.
I know.
And here you were basically having to learn to walk again.
I did, yeah. But, you know, there's good things come with everything. I'm here talking to you today and being able to help veterans through Rivers of Recovery now. And, you know, it all came about from an RPG in Afghanistan. So.
But when you look at that, and it's weird because I'm sure in the moments after and in the year after, maybe a couple of years, you know, your life was very different than when you went over to Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And now you're in a good spot. And part of that is because you've been able to get reacclimated and kind of figure out what your purpose was now.
Sure.
There's a new purpose.
Sure. You know, I'm a past participant of Rivers of Recovery. That's how I was introduced to them. And, yeah. And they put me on that path of, like you said, acclimating back to civilian and, you know, not living in a hospital anymore and overcoming injuries and everything and not being in that war frame of mind anymore. So
right. So when you found out about Rivers of Recovery and you got to experience that, you went there, it was kind of a transformation time where you came back and you're like, wow, that was really special and really powerful.
Very, very, very much so. I mean, like I said, that honestly put me on the path to lead me here now. So it changed my life. And you know, on the way back, seeing how much better I was and having people notice it, you know, and confronting me about it is, you know, this is what I need to do now as far as giving this to other veterans.
So you went in, you poured your heart and your soul into this organization, to taking veterans down who have gone through traumatic situations and allowing them to experience nature, and more so than just the nature. I mean, it's not necessarily about the fishing trip, because the fishing trip you could do, but it's the fact that camaraderie of being there with other veterans, that's really what it's about.
Sure. You know, I like to say when people look at it, you see the fishing, but that's definitely just... that's a bonus. You know, catching fish is a bonus. Really, it's everybody laughing, everybody sitting around a campfire. We eat, you know, we'll do steak nights. We'll do a huge breakfast in the morning. Everybody's just together on these trips. And, you know, at the end of night one, it was strangers and then their best friends because they've all served in combat. And just the camaraderie that is reestablished through it is the main goal of Rivers of Recovery.
If we think about somebody who's maybe gone over and gone to war and maybe suffers from some PTSD in those situations, but maybe they haven't heard of Rivers of Recovery, or maybe they haven't reached out to be a part of it, or maybe it's a family member who's like, man, that might be the breakthrough moment for the person that I know that went through this. How can people find out more?
Well, visit us on our website. It's www.riversofrecovery.org. Or you can email me directly at Levi@riversofrecovery.org. And, you know, I strongly encourage, if you're a veteran, that's served in combat, you're not going to go through combat without having some type of post-traumatic stress. It's to be expected. Right. Us as humans shouldn't have to do some of that without having some side effects. It's nothing to be ashamed of, for one. So if a Rivers of Recovery trip is something that you as a veteran or maybe a spouse thinks that their significant other should be a part of it, please email me or say something.
I think that's great. Just getting the word out.
Sure,
and sharing the word.
Definitely.
And then, again, part of the Cornhole Classic and the thing that makes us the most proud of the event at the end of the day was the fact that, you know, we're going to be able to make a contribution. And all the people who were in that Cornhole Classic made a contribution to Rivers of Recovery. So today I have the official grand total, and it's a pretty nice total. It's more than I thought, honestly, when I was like, oh, I wonder how this is going to do. Mm-hmm. So today, East Arkansas Broadcasters and K-Fine would like to present you with $1,800 to Rivers of Recovery.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, and again, that's from everybody who was a part of that event, and all that money that we got from the Cornhole Classic is going directly to you all.
That's so great. That's a great number, and I can't thank you, and I can't thank, you know, East Arkansas Broadcasting and Gambles for hosting it, and just everybody that showed up. We're you know, very appreciative of it, and it's going to such a great cause. We're going to be able to reach more veterans with that.
And we hope that you're able to do that. And again, $1,800 straight to Rivers of Recovery. Levi Crawford joins us live this morning on KFine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Facebook is determined to get young people involved again. Because for a while, that's where it launched, man. It was like the college deal. If you didn't have a university email address, you couldn't get on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I remember then people freaked out because everybody could get on it. And young people loved it because it was a way to communicate and all of this. And then parents got on.
What?
And grandparents got on.
What?
And great-grandparents got on. And then people are like, oh, this isn't cool anymore. Young people bailed.
Yep.
Right? And they went to Snapchat. They went to Instagram and stuff like that. So Facebook is determined to get young people back. And they realize what MySpace knew 15 years ago. Use music.
Yes, that's the key.
So they're basically doing a deal now where people can add music to their profile. So when you go to the profile, and it's not just a post, you can have a certain vibe to your profile when you go there.
Really?
So how cool would that be? Because I remember when I was on MySpace, not only did I have a top 8, and then I could expand that to a top 16.
Yes.
And that meant more people were vying for my affection.
But you could show your personality off with your song choice.
Right. And I can't remember. I was like, what song did I probably have? And I think one of the ones I had, because I just went to my MySpace profile. And y'all, I was so lucky because mine actually said myspace.com/Brandon Baxter.
So that's simple easy. And easy.
But like, that's easy to tell people. One of the songs I remember having up at one point. Because I was cool.
No, you didn't.
I was so cool, man.
You did not have this song.
I mean, there was nothing that said cool back in the day quite like the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
Man, I'm feeling for you today, dude.
Because, like, what would I use now? I'd have to use, like, Drake, right, to make me look cool or
that,
Post Malone.
Or Cardi B or something like that.
Oh, yeah, you could throw in some Cardi B, dude.
I would look cool if I did that?
Yes.
Yeah, you'd look cool.
I need help looking cool.
You do.
Did you have music on your MySpace profile?
I remember when Colby Calais came out, and it was that song Bubbly. Uh-huh. I remember having that as one of them.
That was your profile song?
I loved her when she first came out.
Cause every time I see a bubbly face,
oh my gosh.
I get the tingles in a silly place. Starts in my toes.
I loved that song.
It is a good song. I've just now sent a password request to my MySpace because I want to see who's still on there. I was a little bit offended this morning, y'all, because I realized I think I had more followers on MySpace than I have now on any other social media.
Really?
Yeah. I was big in MySpace.
You were like Tequila. That makes you sound cool.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I have officially logged into my MySpace.
Congratulations. You are so cool.
Oh, wow. My gosh, how funny is it? So I logged into it because there's a story out today, and this is how we got talking about it. Facebook has done a deal where they're allowing you to add music to your profile, and MySpace did this a long time ago. David is trying to figure out the years that MySpace was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, when were you off of MySpace? 2005? I'm like, dude, I was in it in 2005.
In it.
So I was able to log in. I sent the password request, and like, here I am with Mark Martin.
Oh, that's neat.
I wonder if I can figure out like time frame here. Does it say, do you guys see a date anywhere?
It looks like an old picture.
Yeah, is that a thumbnail?
This is from the classics. This is the classics gallery. And it says with NASCAR driver Mark Martin. But I don't see like a date.
Yeah, I can't read anything from here.
But there's a classic gallery. And here's me. This is me wearing, I don't know what that necklace
what
is.
What is that? Nice shirt there.
Here's me and Ally King with some people from MTV.
Why is your hand on her shoulders?
Dang, Brandon.
That is a weird picture. And I think this picture, whenever my wife has seen it, she didn't particularly care for this picture.
Are you trying to massage her?
Looks like it.
That's weird, David. She was the cool one, though. She was Tanya from The Real World. And she was like the bad girl on the show. So when we got her booked, I'm like, this is a win.
God, you sound like Kai saying that.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a win. And then Ally King's over here. This guy's name was Derek. But it's funny, for anybody who is old enough to have been on MySpace, it was such a big deal at one point.
It was a huge deal.
There's me and Reba and Kelly Clarkson. There's me and Taylor Swift's mom. So whatever year Taylor Swift was here, this is probably toward the end of it. Like when MySpace was almost done.
Right.
Because Taylor Swift had been here.
Are you Jessica Simpson?
Yeah, that picture's made the rounds.
Oh, there you are with Taylor Swift.
There's me and Taylor. There's me and my niece, Hannah. So legit, if she's So it's been 10 years probably. There's Leslie on her 21st birthday.
Why is she licking your face?
Well, that was pretty awesome back then. I was trying to find Kelly on here, but I can't.
I don't think I'm on there.
I can't figure it out.
Oh, man.
I just can't figure it out. Right. What should I search?
I can't stand you. You're not funny.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Justin Timberlake. He performed. He was supposed to Here we go. He was supposed to perform twice at Madison Square Garden. Once Monday night, which he did, and then he was supposed to perform last night. Well, I was scrolling through Instagram last night, and all of a sudden I see a post from Justin that's basically, hey, canceled the show last night. So he explained that his vocal cords were severely bruised, and his doctor said, hey, you've got to cancel. So he goes on to say he's going to make it up to his fans. And the cool thing about it, in the post, he let everyone know when he was going to come back, which is going to be on his birthday, January 31st. So at least they know, you know, it's kind of tough to say, okay, I can't go to the concert tonight, but at least I know the date he is coming back. Because a lot of celebrities don't do that.
Yeah, some people, like, cancel shows and never reschedule. Right. We had one of those that happened around here last year. Or this didn't come back. We were just off.
Right.
So anyway, good for JT.
Well, we got you guys up on Kim Kardashian. And Brandon's been... It's been weird lately. Yeah, I get all these texts from him, and it's like 10 to 15 at once. Like, hey, did you check out all these new pics of Kim Kardashian?
Oh, stop it. That sounds weird.
It is weird.
We
You're
just
right.
like to tell the truth, Brandon.
Y'all both, this is your last day.
But she's been trying to promote her beauty line lately with the gold eyeshadow, but people aren't really paying attention to her eyeshadow as much as they are her, her derriere, her booty. But her rear end.
Did you just say all of that on the radio?
I guess I did.
So anyway, she's trying to promote her booty line.
No. It's her eyeshadow line, but people are paying more attention to her butt because it looks like it's been photoshopped.
Yeah. Get it? Booty line? Beauty?
Oh, I didn't
booty.
Hear that.
Yeah. I had to stop him and to explain
I
it.
Didn't hear that one either.
He was proud of it, so I had to tell you about it.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you.
All right, David, hurry up.
I'm trying to get to the store. You're the one making all these dirty innuendos. Anyway, it looks like she's photoshopped it. If you want to look at it, it's up on the blog, BBITM blog, kfin.com, kfin.com.
Got your gossip on Megyn Kelly. So she is on the Today Show with NBC, and it looks like that whole run, the experiment of her as a part of Today, is ending at the end of December. NBC is basically kind of tired of having to deal with her, and there's been a lot of pushback on her show and some of the stuff, even in the last couple of days that she's talked about. So the idea is they're going to spin this and say they're going to give Megyn Kelly more of a political type hard-hitting stories to cover as opposed to having her own portion of Today.
How about that?
But it does look like Megyn Kelly will be done in December. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
8:45 in K-Fine Country. Levi Crawford is in the studio with us, Rivers of Recovery. We got to present him with the check. $1,800, all from the Cornhole Classic. So, and then we found out there's actually a cool event happening later on today, another event that benefits Rivers of Recovery.
Sure, it's the second and fourth Thursday of every month at Soli's Restaurant there on Caraway. Yep. A portion of everybody's ticket goes to Rivers of Recovery. We also unlock the pool tables and just encourage veterans to come out and hang out and talk about the trip that they went on with Rivers of Recovery and just have a good time.
So if I said I want to come by and have a deep dish pizza, Chicago style, we could do that.
I would definitely help.
You'd help me eat it?
For sure.
So is that just lunch? Is that dinner or is that all day?
That's lunch and dinner. And you can even order online now. So if y'all wanted to do lunch here, you could have it brought up here. Just great. A portion of all the tickets goes to Rivers of Recovery.
That's cool.
And we also do a drawing. So, you know, we'll get your name. And if we draw it at the end of the night, your dinner or your lunch was free.
That's cool. So Sully's, it's the second and fourth Thursday of the month all day. At Sully's, and a shout out to them for doing that, helping Rivers of Recovery.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So you're looking like you're concerned about something?
Yeah, yes. You know, we've been kind of digging through
your MySpace account.
MySpace.
No. It's off limits because I've been off MySpace for 10 years now.
And you were obsessed about it about 5 minutes ago, so we're going to continue to be
until
obsessed.
Until I realized some of the stuff that was up there, and now I'm like, I'm not obsessed with it anymore.
You have songs saved.
Well, back then, you could put songs on a playlist, and it had a little player, and you put up your favorite songs.
Okay. Well, there's Aurora having an issue.
I'll give you this. You have some pretty cool stuff. You know, Darius Rucker, Theory of a Dead Man. Then yeah. I get to...
Hinder. I was big into Hinder.
Hinder, yeah.
Did you say Tinder?
Great.
No, not into Tinder.
Oh, Hinder. Okay.
Hinder.
Okay.
But the ones that really got me were Kelly Pickler. Really?
What? What's wrong with Kelly Pickler? Which one did I have?
It's some kind of Kelly Pickler song. I can't remember what it was. Any of them. That one. That's it. I'll be there, back of your mind, from the day we met to the very last night. And it's just too bad you already had the best days of your life.
There's not a thing wrong with that song. I still like it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a good one.
There are others. There's another one by...
Okay, we have other stuff to do.
No. Miley Cyrus.
There's nothing...
Miley Cyrus.
There's always gonna be another.
Listen,
mountain.
This was a good one too.
I'm always gonna wanna make it move.
This song made me emotional in the Hannah Montana movie.
You got emotional in the Hannah Montana.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's about
just stop talking.
It's about overcoming adversity.
Right.
Because it's about the climb. It's not even when you get there.
Right.
It's about the journey. It's the climb, y'all. Makes me emotional right
but
now.
There's one that has really, really disturbed David and I.
Is it okay? So there's a song from Bowling for Soup, and I thought they only had like one song.
Yeah.
But is it called My Winna?
Mm-mm.
How do you spell it?
No, here's it. No, I did that because I thought it was funny. This is you're just gonna have to go and do this one.
No, what's you're gonna so, have to play no, the no, song.
What's
no,
so funny about My Winna?
Don't play that one.
Why can't I play that one?
Because it's not that.
But it's spelled my W-E-N-A.
Just trust me.
And then it says puppy version out beside it.
Right, but it's funny and don't play it.
How do you say it?
Winna is fine.
No, you just said no. That's not right.
All right, don't play it.
Nope. I'm playing this because I want to know. My winna is
lonely tonight. Stop.
Brandon.
Okay, that's enough.
This?
What?
Are you being serious? This is on your MySpace?
What is happening?
That's why I told you not to play it.
My wiener?
Why?
No, it's when.
My wiener?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So they were talking to people about things that people would miss if they got to travel back in time, right? So imagine you could hop into a time machine and we could transport you back to 1935.
Ooh.
What do you think you would miss the most?
I don't even know. Electricity.
Electricity is a good thing, and that would be missed by a lot of people. That's a little bit more of an overriding
general
thing.
Yeah.
Number three on the list is heating and air.
Oh, okay.
So that could kind of count.
So really kind of specific stuff. So
yeah.
Internet.
The internet's number two.
Yeah.
You know the thing that people would miss the most if they were to travel back in time? It's a toilet that flushes.
Oh, yeah.
Thought about that.
We just take it for granted that, man, you go into the bathroom, you go to the bathroom, you flush it, it's gone.
That's what mine was going to be. It was going to be like beauty products, hygiene products, soap, all the kind of cleaning stuff that we have today.
Yeah.
They didn't have all that back then.
So, like, if you went back to the 30s and they didn't have flushing toilets, you could use an outhouse so you never would be fearful of a toilet overflowing. So there is some positives.
Good way to look at it, David.
You would use an outhouse?
Yeah, I probably would. I'd like to try one at least once in my life.
You ever been to a porta potty?
Yes.
You like those?
That's different.
You like porta potties, David?
That is all different.
Not really.
Yes, it is.
They clean porta potties. How often do they clean the freaking outhouse?
Every day. Obviously.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I love the CMA Awards. It's the award show that's hosted by Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley. Love it. I think they're great together. Mm-hmm. It's always my favorite award show of the year. And they've put out a new promo teaser for the show. When I saw the teaser, I'm thinking it's going to be really funny. But there's great, like, sentimental moments on there. of people like Maren Morris talking about how when she was the year before, she was across the street watching the show. Carrie Underwood's first time winning a CMA award. It's a pretty cool promo, and it's up right now.
There's nothing more thrilling than hosting country music's biggest night.
And being a part of these amazing moments.
This is the best night of my life.
It's an honor to share the stage with the legends that came before.
Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart.
And the rising stars whose journeys are just beginning.
Last year, I sat across the street and watched this show.
Feel the music.
Live the moments.
The CMA Awards live November 14th on ABC.
You can watch it right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com.
And speaking of the CMA Awards, Brandon, they have added some new performers for coming up in just a couple of days. We have Florida Georgia Line with Dierks Bentley. With B.B. Rexha. Dierks Bentley's with Brothers Osborne, so a couple of collaborations in there. Okay. Casey Musgraves will be there.
Right.
Pistol Annies, Thomas Rhett. They've been added to the list that already includes Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, Keith Urban, Kenny Chesney, Kelsey Ballerini, Dan and Shay, and Old Dominion.
Wow.
It's the CMA Awards Wednesday night, November the 14th, live from Nashville on ABC.
Lady Antebellum just announced they're doing a Vegas residency next year, but they're only going to do 15 shows, so don't wait around to get your tickets. There's going to be 5 dates in February, May, and August, and the theaters are one of those smaller theaters. It's only going to have about 2,500 seats, and that's how they wanted to do this next concert series, a small, intimate setting where they can do more acoustic versions of all their songs, and that's what they want to do is give the fans a totally different experience.
Let's head to Vegas.
Yeah.
Lady Antebellum and Britney Spears. Let's go.
Yes.
Y'all in? That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, I want to say something first. I feel like we got spoiled by the early Thursday night football games in the season because we had the Patriots on there and some good games. You had the Minnesota Vikings and the Los Angeles Rams. And now tonight we're getting the Houston Texans hosting the Miami Dolphins.
Now listen, that's someone's favorite team.
That is someone's favorite team. But you know what? The Oakland Raiders are my favorite team. Doesn't mean I want to watch them on TV.
Man, all right. What a fan.
He's kind of brutal today. There's one football game on tonight, and you don't want to watch it.
Well, I mean, it's not that I don't want to watch it, because I probably will end up watching some of it. But, I mean,
it's not a marquee matchup at this point.
Yeah. You know, it's not like the Saints are playing, or even the Rams again, or the Chiefs, or the Patriots, or any of those teams.
All right. Thank you, Scott Van Pelt.
You're Scott Van Pelt. Oh. You just need glasses.
Well, who would you be?
I don't know.
I'm not going to do it, so y'all go away.
Dude, if you put on glasses, you would look just like Scott Van Pelt.
I'm not going to do
those
it. I don't have time for that. Give me the...
Just put them on. Let's see if you look like Scott Van Pelt.
I have to have a suit on.
Oh, my gosh, it's
you're
Scott.
His twin. You just need to shave.
It is Scott Van Pelt.
What are you doing? Are you trying to do the robot?
He's excited because he can finally see for once.
Take your glasses. What else is on TV?
All right, also on TV tonight, you have kind of the regular shows like Grey's Anatomy, Supernatural, Station 19, and How to Get Away with Murder.
Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.